Hello, welcome to Creative Writing Workshops with Marjorie H. Morgan. I've been commissioned by the Heart of Glass to provide some homework during these strange and unusual times. Normally, I'm in a classroom setting with people doing creative writing workshops, but this time I'm bringing it to you the same content that you can do at home on your own. This podcast should be used alongside the creative writing workshops that are in a booklet downloadable from the Heart of Glass website. A little bit about me. I'm a writer. I've always been a writer for as long as I can remember. But you may not consider yourself a writer, but let's investigate that a bit further and see whether you are a writer. So you could be coming to this as a seasoned writer or a new writer, and these workshops will either re-stimulate you or get you going. You could call them Creative Writing Workshops 101, as in the American way of doing things. So let's start at the beginning with some rules of writing. Now, I have 10 rules of writing. And the thing about my rules are, I always preface it with this, that they are rules of writing, but they are meant to be broken as well. So I guess they're more like guidance. But here we go. My 10 rules or guidance of writing. Number one, read, read and read. Number two, write. Seems to make sense so far, but write what you know. Write your point of view. Write what interests you and intrigues you. But also, write what you don't know. And essentially, write. Don't be perfect, just write. Write the way you talk. Number three, listen. Listen to your writing, listen to other people talking, listen to dialogue. Number four, have a story, have a protagonist and antagonist, build drama and suspense. Show, don't tell. We'll come back to that later. Number five, edit. Read your draft aloud and don't be afraid to change what you've written. Number six, share your writing. Get and give constructive criticism and feedback. Number seven, practice. As with every muscle, you have to practice with it to make it stronger, and it's the same with your writing. Take and make time to write. Make it a regular habit. Number eight, go for a walk. You can, if you can get out, please do and go for a walk. I know these are difficult times, but some people are allowed to still walk and take their regular exercise to do that, because when you're walking, you get inspiration. Walking, you can see and get narrative triggers. So in this go for a walk, keep it human. You see people, even if it's from a social distance, but go as many places as you're allowed to go and make notes. Always try to have the writer's notebook near or on you. Number nine, finish what you're writing. That's quite important to get to the end of something. And the final one, number 10, be honest, tell the truth. And as I said at the start of these 10 rules for writing, they are guidelines. And especially with this last one, when I say be honest, tell the truth, you have to tell the truth of the emotions, but you can use a fabricated story, i.e. you can lie to tell the truth. We'll get to that more as we go on through the course. In week one of the workbook, I introduce you to the writer's toolbox. As with any skill or craft, you need tools, and the tools that you will use in the writing process are described in there. I'll leave you to go through them, but just a quick touch on some of them, like the vocabulary, grammar, words, experience, as we've spoken about before, observation, plots, we'll get onto that next, settings, characterization. This is really quite important in telling stories because you need to know the character's internal and external worlds and your particular style. These are the things that you will have in your toolbox, which will be different to what other people will have in their toolbox, and that's okay. One of the things that I try to tell all the participants in my workshops is that you have to read to get to know other people's ways of doing things, but you have to write like yourself. Other people's work should and could inform your way of writing, but you shouldn't be mimicking what they are doing. It should just be an aid to creating your own style, to finding your authentic writing voice, your authentic being on the page. Often people who haven't written for a long time will say, I don't know how to start. And the best way to start is to just do it. Write quickly and write a lot. There are examples in the workbook, but I'm going to give you one now. So to look at a character, thinking about character-led fiction, I want you to invent three characters. This is a regular exercise that I use. Make one of the characters a collector. Describe the first six things you notice about that character. For example, their skin colour, i.e. perceived race, their gender, their height, their weight, their hair, their clothes, their age. So once you've done that for the main character, do the same for the other two characters. And then create a story based on the image of your main character. You decide what they're collecting, where they are, and how the story progresses. That's your first exercise. So feel free to stop the recording now. Go off and spend 5 minutes doing that, and then rejoin me when you've finished. I hope you found that useful. And I hope that you did write quickly and write a lot. You'll be surprised at what you can accomplish within 5 minutes. Here's a key prompt to keep you going if you get stuck at any time and you don't know what you want to write about. Remember the five W's: the who, what, when, where, and why. And if you can answer those questions, you can create a story out of thin air, basically, out of your imagination. So who, what, where, when, and why. What you may have realised is that you automatically used that process to create the character that you wrote in your previous story of the collector. Who, what, where, when, why. It's something that we do automatically. But these are the tools that you can use if you get stuck to help you to springboard into the next bit of writing. As I've previously mentioned, the five W's, we'll use those to look at the elements of short stories. Now, what do you need in a short story? You need a character, whether it's human, animal, or any other being, that is central to the story and to other major events. You need a setting, that's the where. You need a plot, which is a series of events or character actions that produce the beginning, middle, and end of the story. And you also need a conflict, a struggle between two people or things. And you need a theme, a central idea. As part of the story, there are 10 questions that you need to ask for every story. Number one, whose story is it? Number two, what does the character need? What is their flaw? What do they need to learn? Number three, what is the inciting incident? The thing that makes them take action. And number four, what does the character want? Number five, what obstacles are in the character's way? And number six, what's at stake? What are they prepared to do, to risk, to get what they want? Number seven, why should we care? Number eight, what do they learn on this journey? Number nine, how and why? This is what drives your action. And number 10, how does it end? There are really only three endings to any story. And they are A, revenge, B, tragedy, and C, forgiveness. This final one has the most options for continuation. With this information, I invite you to go to the workbook and look at the first writing exercise for the week, for week one. And this is to write a short story, play or poem using the acronym SOAP, S-O-A-P. And what does SOAP stand for? It stands for senses, your sight, sound, touch and taste. Use those senses to open up the story. Use onomatopoeic words, words that sound out loud the same as the thing that they are describing. Use alliteration, the same sound to start words that are close together. And personification, give human qualities to something that isn't human at all. One of the most important things in writing a story is the character or the characters that you use to inhabit the story. And you need to get to know your characters. You know, should know them inside out. You know how they want the world to see them. That's the outside, what you project to different people. And the things that you can do there are to look at their age, their gender, the job, the place they live, their hobbies, holiday, musical choices, films, sense of humour and romantic preferences. And that could be very different to what keeps them awake at night, and that's the inside of them. What haunts them? Why can't they sleep? What is it that they don't want to face? Do they bury their fears? And if so, how? Do they lie to themselves? Are they pessimistic or optimistic about the future? What is their internal vision of themselves? And with characters, you have to, there are four main character types, situational personalities. And you could have a prisoner, somebody who's trapped by life, a pirate who's just naturally rebellious, a troublemaker, a participant who's a doer, striving to reach a goal, and a passenger who's just swept along by events. This person could be lazy, weak-willed, and happy if not in a traumatic situation. Whereas the pirate could be, as I say, a rebellious troublemaker, but also violent and argumentative. So get to know your characters and see how the characters change when they're in different situations and at different times. Here's another short exercise for you today. Think of two people and they're meeting on a Monday. It's the first time they've ever met, so they're strangers. Write what their conversation is like on that first day. And after a week of meeting on day seven, write what their conversation is like then and see how their characters change and how their dialogue changes between each other. Take a minimum of 5 minutes to write that situation of the stranger becoming a friend or an associate after 7 days. When you've finished writing, read it back to yourself, read it aloud, What's changed? Who is the stranger? Are they still a stranger? Are they a lover? Are they a friend? Are they an enemy? Note the differences in tones. Questions to ask are, what changed with the relationship? Did they become more familiar? Did they have a connection on an emotional or a spiritual level? What type of sharing took place, and did their intimacy change at all? This exercise leads me on to talk about moods and emotions. Sometimes we may get to a stage where we think, I'm not even in the mood to write. The truth is, any mood can be used for writing, and any mood is a good writing mood. For this exercise, I suggest you take a little longer than the 5 or 10 minutes, maybe even going to 15 minutes, and identify a situation in your life about which you have a recognisable mood or emotion. For example, you're angry at your partner, your child, your colleague, your boss. You are ecstatic about the sunshine and being in the garden. You are sad or depressed about your parents' health. You're so proud of a child's schoolwork. You find a friend's humour amusing and you enjoy it. You and your partner, your lover, are getting on exceptionally well. Those are all moods and emotions. So start writing and enter that mood that you've identified and write for 10 minutes, then stop, then take 5 more minutes and write about the shifts in your mood that the act of writing caused. So be an observer of your own writing. So you can say, oh, I feel happier, sadder, angrier, less angry, hopeful, determined, whatever. Write a few notes on the process. So you're kind of doing a field report on your experience, and these exercises can help you to write your characters, because when you're in touch with your own feelings and moods and emotions, you can imbue them into your characters as well. So set aside the 15 minutes and do your mood emotion work. Some people often question whether they should write and what do they have to write about, what they got to say. But what do you want to say? Writing is sometimes about what you want to say that you don't say in other areas of your life. So you can create a character, plot, a story, or poem, or play to say what you're not able to say in other areas of your life. And being a writer or restarting as a writer is an invitation to yourself to start a new chapter in your life. For me, and maybe for you as well, being a writer is not separate from my whole life. It's part of it. And I would invite you to make writing a habit and keep it as part of your life. Because after all, it's human nature to write, to claim your own world, to make it direct and specific, to write, to draw, as the cavemen of old were doing. And as I've mentioned before, writing also brings clarity and passion to things which you don't understand, but more specifically to the act of living. And another joyous emotional point and mood point is that writing is sensual, experiential, and grounding. So I'm inviting you to make space in your life to write using this podcast and the workbook, and to ground yourself, but also as use it as a springboard into bigger and better pieces of writing. Here are a few more questions to stimulate your writing. Think about your core beliefs. What makes you angry? Write that down. What makes you happy? With each of these, write between 1 and 5 words. So So what makes you angry? What makes you happy? What frightens you? What gives you hope? What do you think but will never say out aloud? One of the pointers that I always remember from a previous writing tutor was write what you fight about. So what would you fight about? Other questions. Who or what inspires you? What needs to change? And what do you wish you knew more about? These are all questions that can help you to decide what to write about. And another, yeah, there are going to be lots of them. Another exercise for you. The first thing that you wrote on what makes you angry, take 5 minutes to write about whatever it was, the first point that you wrote about that makes you angry. So write for 5 minutes on that subject. With the contents of this podcast and the workbook, it should be enough to get you going for a month. I've given you enough exercises for each week, 4 weeks to keep you going. But if you can't get out, and because one of the rules of writing was to get inspiration and go for a walk, but if you can't go out, I've also included some images at the back of the workbook as writing prompts. So you can use those to stimulate your imagination and make a story from that. Invent a character, put them into the situation and write about it from there. If you have any questions or queries, feel free to contact me via my webpage, a contact page on there. It's www.marjoriemorgan.com. That's MarjorieMorgan. That's www.marjoriemorgan.com. And if you send me your queries and let me know that you have taken part in this creative writing workshop, and I'll do my best to help you. So I'm wishing you a happy writing journey, and this is just the start. I hope you get infected with the joy of writing. That's the only infection I wish on you. And make it part of your daily life. Keep doing it. Create your new worlds. Share. And that's one thing that you should do. Join a writing community online at the moment. But when we're back in real life and we can associate with people, that's always a good idea as well, to join reading and writing groups to share your ideas. Yeah, keep writing and happy writing. All the best.